Blog Talk Radio.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my country, 'tis of thee, sweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. George Anderson, and I'm sorry for the technical difficulties that we've been having this evening, but I am here with our veterans broadcast. I have with us our alternate host, Michael Fortune. Are you there, Michael?
Yes, I am.
Today, Stephanie Rossino is supposed to be on the air, but if you'll bear with me, I'll be able to bring her to the air with her broadcast in a moment.
Stephanie?
No. Blog Talk. Are you still there, George?
I'm still here, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here. Today's issues are supposed to be military sexual trauma. And because of the technical difficulties, I don't have our host, Stephanie Rossino, on the line. I'm going to be dialing her. Michael, if you have anything you want to say to our audience, this would be a good time for you to do it so I can kind of set it up on the switchboard that we can bring up.
I guess I can go ahead and bring up what we were going to bring up last night. I'm having some difficulties here in Texas, and if you want, I'll keep talking while you try to get Stephanie on the line.
Okay.
I'm having some difficulties here in Texas as far as getting the doctors to listen to me as the veteran. It seems like the only way I get anything done as far as pain meds, as far as procedures, as far as other appointments, anything, even if it's for a box of Kleenexes, it seems that my caretaker, which is my fiance, it has to come from her, not me. And she can be in the room with me, and I'm sitting there, the doctor's asking me, what's wrong, what can we do? Oh, we can't give you pain meds, or we can't give you antibiotics, or we can't do this. And then all of a sudden, my caretaker says, why not? And all of a sudden, the doctor pays attention. And I'm curious if anybody out there is having the same issues that I am having. Because, you know, I think it's ludicrous that this is having to happen at all, because we are the veterans. We are the patients. They should be listening.
Let me give out our call-in number, Mike, while you're doing that. 347-884-8078. Because, you know, this is something that is going on. And then there's the problem of veterans who are being charged for their medication even when they're just discovering their diagnosis and things that they've been doing over time. Even though they suffered traumatic injury, the government is saying to them through the VA that you have to pay for your prescription.
Exactly. I have a friend of mine here in Texas that is a Vietnam vet, Agent Orange. It's been proven Agent Orange. And he showed me where they took $300 and some odd out of his check last month for medication.
That's about the same amount that I'm getting from veterans here in California.
And I'm like, that's ludicrous, you know, because anybody... So several years ago, let's see, it was before I moved up north, so I would say 5 years ago approximately, they changed the prescription plan at the VA to a tier system.
I remember that program being implemented in about the mid-90s originally. because they tried to play that game with me, but I was telling them that because I was had a service-connected disability, you couldn't do that to me. I said,
right.
Ludicrous. If you're sitting out here and you've got ailments that you're trying to deal with the best way you can, these prices that they're charging are astronomical for veterans.
And honestly,
aren't working. Are you working?
Am I working? No, I am 100% service-connected disabled vet. I cannot work.
Could you afford $300 a month? Seriously?
No, I can't. You know, certain days are better than others. You know, yes, I can do the radio show. Yes, I can do certain computer work. Yes, I can help certain people with claims. But you know as well as I do with PTSD and MSD, if the two get mixed, you know, it gets to where you mentally and physically shut down.
Yes, it is. It's very true.
You know, I had to actually walk out. Everybody that's listened the last week or so knows that I wrecked my car. And, you know, just dealing with the insurance company on the phone or dealing with the car dealerships, you know, there were several times I had to walk away and say, you know what, I'm going to go home, I'm going to chill, I'm going to take my meds, fax me, email me something, let me look that way, and I'll get back with you. You know, because that's just how it is. I was very thankful that I had my two kids with me today because I had a eye doctor appointment at the VA, so I had somebody to go with me because Jennifer had to work today. And unfortunately, I guess the eye doctor's trying to tell me that I'm getting old because I'm 39 and he ordered bifocals for me today.
Oh, wow. Hey, you know, I don't mean to interrupt this, but I got to give you an update on the United States. It looks like a Navy veteran came forward with $5 million, and that's why they're running out of money towards the end of February with the saving of the United States. They're trying to say that they would like to have her as a living museum in New York or Philadelphia, since her home harbor is New York. I was thinking that maybe we should try to run her if we could get them to understand that if she's a museum, show the people what she could do, because the hall is in 97% good condition. And literally, they said today, as I was reviewing one of the numerous videos on it, was that all she needs is a new hairdo and some lipstick, and she'd be ready to go. So the thing about it is that I'm actually thinking that maybe even as we move forward with the next year of trying to get the veterans' claims, that perhaps we should put something together, perhaps through organizations of veterans coming together behind this great ship. Because it was built for us.
That's right. You know, and it... I don't think it should be up to the government. Now, this is my personal opinion on when they should retire a ship and when they shouldn't, because Aaron brought up a good point last night. You know, we've got all these government contracts building all these planes when all these other planes are still very usable and still having very positive results in combat.
Well,
you know,
I also think that you're correct, because if we're scrapping all this equipment, we may eventually need it again, and it's been proven by Mitchell? What was his name in the 20s?
Well, I mean, for Iraq, for example, when we left Iraq, we left 95% of our equipment in Iraq. 95% of the Humvees, of the deuce and a halfs, of the tanks, et cetera, were left in Iraq. That is why we have to replace equipment, because they say it's cheaper to leave it and give it to the people that's over there than it is to bring it back and bring it back to the units. I can remember when there was just a handful of M1A1 Abrams left at Fort Hood. Period. had to leave some there for the Texas National Guard drill weekends. Everything else got left in Iraq back in the 90s. Why didn't we box this stuff up and bring it back like we sent it over there? You know, to me, that was a waste of tax dollars. I would have rather spent a couple of $1 million, put them on the battleships, send all our equipment back home, you know, and put it back where it belongs. Because now, you know,
we have to be stocked, but the Constitution calls for the restocking of the Navy. So
right.
That means you've got to automatically keep an army to help keep it satisfied.
But it's no secret now. I mean, I'm sure anybody that's been paying attention to any of the news anywhere, we're going to have to go back into Iraq, and they're predicting within the next 9 months.
Oh, God.
Well,
is that close?
Guess who?
Is that close? Hello?
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring. My native country thee, land of the noble free, thy name I love. I love thy rocks and rills, thy woods and templed hills. My heart with rapture fills like that above. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all...
Okay, folks, I'm sorry, we are having technical difficulties this evening. Let me get Michael back on the phone for...
I am here. Folks, I apologize. We are having major, major technical difficulties this evening. We are trying to get them fixed. Something is up with the computer tonight and with Blog Talk, and I do truly, truly apologize.
Yes, indeed, because, I mean, we're actually a fledgling radio station, but we're out here trying to promote the issues of veterans and save our brothers from these exorbitant costs that we're laying out here for the American public to look at. You know, I have to give a shout-out, and I really have to give a shout-out to outstanding customer service that I received today from T-Mobile, a bright spot in a very barren desert, because part of this could have been avoided because I tried to start the transference of one phone to another. But in the process of talking to T-Mobile, they tried to say that my bill was late. Can you believe that? The bill is due on the 1st, Michael. They said the bill is due on the 1st, and they called me late. Today is the 31st. It's the 31st of the year. And do you know what they had the nerve to play for me on the while I was holding for their supervisor because they wouldn't give me information to fix my phone? Do you know what they ended up playing for me? You're in trouble. And I began to think when they were playing this song called "You're in Trouble" for me, that, you know, they were trying to say that something else was going on. And I felt like, you know, if you do this to me, what are you doing to other veterans? Because usually at this time of the month, we don't get paid until the 1st, unless you have a certain banking entity that makes available your funds the day before. But in the real life of life, those veterans that are out there using different accounts don't get paid until tomorrow. Or they might be paid today. But the end result of it is that there are companies out there that are trying to charge you before your bill is due. And they treat you like you're a second-class citizen because you're supposed to be a veteran and pay your bill by the 29th of the month. Are you there, Mike? Anyway, when I had my conversation with T-Mobile, I met a veteran who understood this situation quite honorably. And I'm glad to say that I resolved my issue with T-Mobile today. You there, Mike?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So,
okay. Me and Jennifer swapped over to T-Mobile Black Friday because of a special that they had going on.
Mm-hmm.
With bill being due on the 1st, military discount, yada, yada, yada. Had everything set up, you know, the military program, et cetera, et cetera. I have been getting texts since the 23rd of this month telling me that my bill was past due.
How many texts have you had?
We have two lines, so I get one text per line on my number because mine is the primary number.
Uh-huh.
Four times a day. The money
Four times a day, so that means that you've had over 12 messages in a period of time. Go ahead.
But what's going to really dong your head was because of the financial institution that I use the same one you do, our money hit yesterday. I paid the bill yesterday. Again, due date being the first of every month.
Right.
I still have gotten text messages today
about that very issue. I had to file an FTC complaint over that very complaint.
That says, you know, you're past due, we're fixing to interrupt your service, it's going to cost $20 per line to reactivate, yada, yada, yada. But yet, I have a confirmation number where I paid the bill yesterday. And the bill is not due until the 1st of the month.
Well, I ran into the young man that I ran into today is a veteran, Air Force veteran. And I ended up arguing with them because what would have possibly avoided my whole day being canceled today. I was supposed to go out this evening. I can't go out because of the fact of the matter that I don't have a charge. I'm not going anywhere without the phone, folks. Sorry. But the end result of it is that when you have this issue going on, that is a problem. You know, because of the fact of the matter that when we look at this issue that we're having with T-Mobile, you can't even bother to get service technical support. I called for technical support. I couldn't receive technical support last night because my bill was past due.
I called day before yesterday because, you know, I've been ignoring the messages. Because I know my bill was not past due. I called day before yesterday, and the lady told me, I don't know why you're getting the messages because your account is set up for the 1st. But yet, I'm still getting the messages.
Well, I had to file an FTC complaint with T-Mobile because I was paying the bill every month and it was paid down to a zero balance. I've been with them now since March. And every month I pay the bill on time, on time, on time. I have one time that I waited for them to call me because they were going to get back to me about a discussion that we had in March on this, in August on this very issue. And when I tried to deal with them, to deal with that issue, I ended up paying the bill, and they did stop the messages then because I had made it quite clear, you have to stop. Because if you do this, if you continue to do this, I instituted a fee schedule, and I said, whether or not you agree with it, that's what it is. If you continue to do this, and I'm telling you that as a disabled veteran, that you're going to continue to harass me about a bill that isn't due, then what I'm going to do is charge you a fee schedule. And if you do this, it's $125. Well, strangely enough, that's what I got credited today.
Maybe I need you to talk to them for me.
Well, no, I actually think that we have to bring this point across because they're doing this to every state that has a veteran discount because it's under the state that you're in. And we together as a show need to work with these companies, especially companies that work with companies like ALEC that set policy and agenda for the legislatures through the Republican Party. See, they are a part of the reason. They are a part of the reason that we are having such problems within getting heard about veterans' issues.
And see, like me, my whole account was set up on Fort Worth Naval Air Station at the JRB. We were on base, and everything was set up, and the lady said, do you get paid once a month or twice a month? And I said, well, I'm a disabled veteran. I get paid once a month. And she set the account up, and I've even looked at my paperwork that I got from them that day on Black Friday, which, you know, Black Friday was 3 days before the first.
Right.
And it clearly stated where they charged me, the lady there charged me like $26 extra to extend my bill date to the first. When we initiated the thing because the sale was Black Friday.
Right.
And, you know, so she charged me a little bit up front so that it would extend the due date. Everything, and when you go to T-Mobile, my account on my phone, it says the first. But yet, like I said, I have been getting these messages since the 23rd, and I click ignore because I wasn't really worried about them. You know, and at first it was just simple reminders, and then it was $20 reconnection fee per line. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. And I paid the bill online yesterday when the funds hit the bank, and I've gotten hit three or four times again today. And like I say, every time they send the message, I get two of them because I have two lines with T-Mobile.
And see, that to me is abuse of a customer, you know, because a lot of times when veterans are suicidal and they become overwhelmed, part of what they're fighting is the fact of the financial duress that they're under
right.
Because they're not able to do anything about it because technically payday isn't until the first. If you're with certain financial institutions who will remain nameless for this conversation because we don't receive any funding from any one particular bank, so we cannot refer you to that. But if you are a veteran, if you are with a regular bank, you don't have access to your money until the first. So if you have bills that are due, and at the end of the month when you don't have any money, you have someone breathing down your throat because you have nowhere to go, this is what we run into.
I will say this without saying it. There is a military bank out there for military and veterans. All I'm going to say is there's four letters.
Yeah.
And if there's any veterans out there looking for a good bank, I have my car insurance, my banking, my renter's insurance, and my life insurance all through the same people.
Well, the thing is that while it is a good institution, we cannot promote them because we are...
I didn't promote them.
Because that is the same as the institution that I deal with, but we can't promote a institution that does not support us in our broadcast.
Correct.
So that's all I'm saying. But the thing about it is that there are institutions out there with four letters that can actually help veterans. We're trying to work out our sponsorship issues because this is coming out of our pockets to produce this radio show. And this is our dedication to the community. I'm sorry for putting it where the ghosts can get it, but the nuts and bolts of this organization is through our individual commitment as a collective of veterans that are trying to advocate for the veterans at large. And therefore, we are trying to bring to you and exercise the First Amendment right of veterans to advocate for on and for our behalf. That is the purpose of the show. That's why we do what we do. That's why at some point we will be having individual legislatures to come to us, and we hope after that will open up. The show is developing as we speak, so even as we grow through technical difficulties. But let's give out our Brooklyn, maybe our call-in number, 347-884-8078. So it's New Year's Eve. Are you planning to do anything, Michael, down there in Texas for your New Year's Eve?
Honestly, I got me a bottle of Firefly sweet tea sitting in the refrigerator, and I've got the TV. We're home now. I had some errands that we had to do this evening. I had to return the rental car and everything else. I've got to finish the sink problem that I started last night. Try to finish that up, and then come 9 o'clock. Whether the sink's fixed or not, I'm done for the evening.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sit back. I may have funny posts on Facebook tonight. I may not. I may see elves again tonight. I may not. I'm gonna try to stay up till midnight to watch the ball drop. It really hurts me that it's not Dick Clark's ball drop anymore. You know, but because, you know, growing up, that's what I watched, Dick Clark.
Even before that, it was Lawrence Welk.
Well, I'm not that old.
You see,
it's always been Dick Clark to me.
You know, one thing that I will share with you as a veteran that was passed on to me from World War II when I said the same thing, you know, it's Dick Clark. And they said to me, well, you know, one day it won't be Dick Clark. It'll have to be somebody else. And so that's what eventually happens. That's why we end up with people like Ryan Seacrest, a DJ.
Right.
You know,
I'm glad Ryan Seacrest stepped in. I'm not a big Ryan Seacrest fan due to the fact of some of the stuff that he did with the original American Idol. He let it get to his head. You know, he may be a decent person in person, but on TV, in my opinion, there was a big difference between season 2 and season 3. He started getting cocky and started showing his ass. So I lost a lot of respect for Ryan Seacrest. That's me. That's not the people. It's me.
He thought he was the peer of Simon.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm glad he did step up. I really hated when Dick Clark had his stroke. That broke my heart. And then, you know, when Dick Clark finally passed, that made it even worse. You know,
the major lesson out of it, though, is for me, when I look at that situation, and I can span back all the way back to oh God, I just called his name. And a one and a two, what's his name? They used to the dropping of the New Year's ball even before from New York. So to actually see it as it comes, it's the thing that I most get out of it is the very Lawrence Welk. That's who it is. The most that I do get out of it is that the only constant in life that we ever get is change.
Right.
Because if we don't change, we either exist or we die. And so the moment that what we have to focus on for the present, to be in the present, to focus on the moment and give thanks for the things that we have still.
Now, I will say this. I am going to cheat a little tonight because thanks to modern technology, you can go online. And, you know, New York's an hour ahead of me, which is 4 hours ahead of you.
Right.
You can actually go online. And, yeah, that's right, 3 hours ahead of you. I'm going to actually go online at 11 o'clock my time and watch the ball drop online.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, if I don't make it, to midnight my time, I can at least say that I actually got to see the ball drop.
Ah. Yeah. I usually call back east about 9 o'clock, 9:01, to say Happy New Year to my friends back east in New Jersey and New York and different things like that. And,
I had a friend of mine call me, there's an app on the smartphones called What App, and she actually texted me, about 7 hours ago, I believe it was, to say Happy New Year because they are in Germany, and it was actually New Year's in Germany.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I just wanted to wish you a Happy New Year. I'm going to bed. Good night. You know, but that's in the middle. Now, the kids are wanting to go get fireworks, so I may get out here in a little bit and go right down the street, and if that fireworks stand's open, I may just for poops and giggles.
Here in L.A., they think that gun shooting is the way to go, but that's the thing. I'm supposed to be going out with neighbors this evening, but the thing about it is that I'm afraid to go out because people tend to set off fireworks with my service dog, and he freaks out. So
well, I'm a country redneck, and gunshots is generally my thing. However, my guns are still up in Ohio. So, and I live at where I live in Texas right now is in the city limits. So I may push the cops just a little bit because this is my first holiday per se, firework holiday in this city. And set off some Roman candles.
Okay.
As far as big fireworks shows, I cannot deal with those. My PTSD will not allow me because I don't know what's fixing to happen. It's the, you know, the unknown explosions gets to me.
Mm-hmm.
However, the surprise. However, if I sit there and I light the Roman candle and I know there's 10 shots, I can hold it and count them off, and I'm fine. You know, if a neighbor does it behind my back, I'm dropping to the ground. It happens every year. So I'll have to be cautious, but it is a big step you know, and I made that step, I think, about 2 years ago to where I could actually light off fireworks myself.
Okay.
Which is actually a big, 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 big step than where I was 10 years ago. You know, 10 years ago, I couldn't have done it by myself.
Right. No, 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 I got you.
You know, so. Oh, it is. It's way too much. And I know Dallas and Fort Worth both have beautiful firework shows. They're both about an hour for me. But, you know, there's going to be too many idiots on the road driving tonight, and I just don't want to take the risk. So I'd rather just sit back and, you know, this is mine and Jennifer's first New Year's where we're actually in the same house together and everything. So just sit back and chill and enjoy my bottle of sweet tea.
Bring in the New Year in a good way because, I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about because each in our own way, we have to bring in a New Year, look hoping for a better year than the one past, you know, and hopefully this year will bring many more exciting things that will bring us together as a nation, as those that will divide us. Because, you know, America's not such a bad place. Everybody wants to be here, and everybody wants a part of it. But it's ours, folks.
You know, and I may be celebrating the new year because, you know, I wrecked my car and I told you the airbags didn't go off.
Right.
And Hyundai was going to FedEx me a packet to FedEx back to them. And I get home and I just happen to step outside for a second. And on the front door was
there's
a packet from Hyundai. There's a packet. So I may actually end up spending my new year. Well, FedEx don't run tomorrow, so you know what? I'll just put it on the side burner till tomorrow.
Yeah.
That may be the start of my new year right there.
Well,
you
never know.
You never know.
You know.
Oh, no, no. This is just the beginning. This starts the process for them to send an investigator down to tear the car apart to find out why the airbags didn't deploy.
Uh-huh.
That's what this is. But there
one car that I know of that the owner had a 2013. He was complaining about a rattle, but like I had said, Hyundai had not been allowing them into into the showroom because they felt intimidated by him for whatever reason. But he has asked him to try to find, this is the son of a veteran, an Army veteran, had been asking them to find the vibration that was causing the hum. Well, it looks like we've made it. We're almost in the last 2 minutes of our show. We don't have very many callers tonight, but we've got like less than 2 minutes. So I think we're going to try to end it early tonight, folks, because of the technical difficulties. We will rejoin you tomorrow at the same time, same place, with Tina Jackson. It's Wednesday, right?
Oh, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Oh. Oh, yes, we did hear from our host, Marilyn. She will not be back with us this Wednesday, but so I guess it's back with me. Mike, maybe you can join me. But we'll be back with you tomorrow, and she, host Marilyn, will be with us next Wednesday. She intends to be home by Friday, hopefully. She was hoping to be home in time for the show tomorrow, but since she isn't, we will all be back to you next year. Tonight is the new year. We're asking everybody to be safe, have fun, but be sure to get back to us tomorrow when we will be America's Disabled Veterans in Action, keeping our watch for our veterans.
Can you take a small note tonight?
Huh?
If there's anybody out there that has too much to drink tonight, call AAA.
Yes.
You do not have to be a member tonight, period. Call their national towing service from starting at 6 p.m. tonight to 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. If you will call AAA's roadside assistance number, they are giving free tows away if you are too tipsy to drive your vehicle. Because me tell you, folks, it's not worth it. A DWI or someone's life is not worth it. Enjoy your New Year's Eve. Enjoy your New Year's. But like I say, if you have too much to drink, call a friend or call AAA because, again, tonight, AAA from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. is giving away free tows, and they will take you home at no charge to save that life.
And you don't have to be a member.
Well, and you do not have to be a member of AAA tonight.
Mike, we cleared the air. It stopped.
Well,
we're out of the recording time.
I got in at the last second, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, no, that and you did, and you did, and that's a good way to end the show. I thank you for that because I was like, wow, I forgot to even mention any of that. I said be safe, but then you throwing in that last clip at the minute, I'm sure that's going to be a help to somebody.
Well, I happened to catch that, believe it or not, on Facebook this afternoon. Earlier today, I went to the VA to get my eyes checked, and I've got some type of bacterial infection in my eye.
Oh no!
And so it's something that'll be fixed with some antibiotics. Well,
okay.
We were sitting waiting for my name to pop up on the damn screen, and 2 hours later, I go up and I'm like, "Hey, why is my name not on the screen?" And they're like, "Oh, we're out of this, and we won't have any more until Thursday, so you can come back Thursday or we could mail it to you." And I'm like, you didn't have the decency to page me? I have been sitting out here waiting for my name to pop up on the damn screen. I have other things that I could have been doing. Well, during that time, I was flipping through Facebook, and I just happened to see where AAA was giving free tows tonight. And before I start drinking, because, yes, it's New Year's Eve, I'm going to drink tonight.
I know
that. I'm going to have a few with Jennifer in the safety of my own home. You know, my keys are put up. No one's leaving. Now, if they decide they want to go see if the fireworks stand's open, I may drive down because I haven't had any yet. But once I crack that bottle, you know, the keys are up. That's just me. I will not drink and drive. So I am going to try to post it on Facebook one more time before, you know, I start having my fun for the end of the year.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
I
put $30 on the Facebook page towards our ad budget.
Okay.
And it says that we have 4 messages. Wait a minute. 4 notifications. We're at 81. We're at 81.
You can thank Jennifer and Texas Veterans in Action. And some of mine, I believe I've had 7 people that I invited that it's notified me that they liked our page.
Okay.
I know a couple. Jennifer invited.
I put $30 towards the ad for the radio broadcast.
Now, I will tell you, as soon as I've got 2 settlements coming from my vehicle.
Uh-huh.
One of them has to go to the dealer because with the guaranteed letter, they let me go ahead and get the car that I'm buying.
It's sitting
in my driveway now. I went and picked it up last night, and I've got to take it back next week for them to put a couple of other features on it. But when I get my second settlement, which isn't going to be much, I mean, we're only talking like $300-$400, I'm going to take part of that, $30 or $40 of that, in the PayPal fund for the radio show.
Okay. All right. Because we got now, starting tomorrow, we can promote that. We can roll it out. Because even though we're on donations, I got the broadcast. Anything that goes over that is the money that we'll have.
Right.
You know,
I didn't know that Facebook had, until you made me an admin of that page, I didn't know Facebook had the boost button or the boost button where you can promote anything that you share.
I think
you can actually click boost, but it costs money to do it. And
yeah, that's what I did. That's what I spent the money on. I went through Disabled American Veterans Chapter 17 in order to do it, because they have 137 likes on that page. Actually, that's the other page that I need your help with, because if I can get that over 100, and it's close to 164, we become the second largest page in the state of California, because I got to promote that. Because
and
I
you
built
know,
that
you
one,
have,
that's the older one of the two. I got 136 on it, but I am posting America's Disabled Veterans on it, but we have to try to, what I'm trying to do is to get the DAV to recognize that there are many of us out here.
You
that's
still have yet to send me the link to the Chapter 17. I have not seen it come across my phone.
I did send it to you. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to do it right now again, because I know I sent it to you. Hold on.
We went through this before, and then you finally...
Yeah, and I put it on your Facebook, and I thought you put a thumbs up on it. I'm going to put it on... I'm going to place it on your page right now, your page, Michael Fortunate. Michael
well,
Fortune.
If you did, I'm sorry, I forgot.
No,
I
but
already
I'm going to put it back there one more time again today. I'm going to do it right now while you're on the phone.
You got to remember, I'm doing everything from my phone. And
yeah,
my
no, I know.
I
have a laptop the other day. Okay, here it is. I put it on your page. It says nonprofit organization. 137 like this.
And I will make sure in the next 24 hours to make sure that gets shared as much as I can share it in the next, you know,
yeah,
24
I need
hours.
To, that's the other thing. That's the other thing, and I'm promoting it too now, so I guess I got to add 10 more dollars. Because it's down to $6.99. Because I'm trying to promote it to drive it up. You know, because the reason why I'm trying... Oh, my God, no. This woman has toenails that are so long, they go over the edge of the shoe that she's wearing.
Now, there was something, I don't remember the post, but you made a comment on it the other day, and I wish I could remember the post, because I was going to ask you why you made the comment.
Oh, the comment
it was last
about
month.
The White History Month?
Yes.
Is that it?
Because that,
yeah, the
my question
was,
to you is, my question
was
to you
Manifest Destiny. Manifest Destiny is the promotion of White History Month. It was white all the time. When you look at the public policy that was in place and the policy of exclusion that was initiated by the state of Maryland, Maryland is where Manifest Destiny, the idea originally came from, and it was a policy that kept white issues only. So when you get into White History Month, you get back to that Manifest Destiny policy.
Honestly, I didn't even know we had a White History Month, to be honest.
Huh?
I honestly didn't know that there was a White History Month.
No, but that was where the post came from, where I came back with the commentary. about what I was saying. About
what the original post was supposed to mean.
The post itself came from White History Month. That's what it was. And
okay.
I was like, seriously?
I had shared the post because it was talking about protecting yourself and your rights. You know, if at all possible, when you get pulled over, turn your damn phone on. Record it. Protect yourself.
Yeah.
That's what the post, they had the steps on how to protect yourself on a traffic stop or if you have cops.
Yeah. And you know, what it was, did you see where the post came from?
No, I didn't look at where the post came from.
It's a good idea. I agree with you. The sentiment is dead on. I agree with you. But what I saw behind it was where the post came from, and I was like, White History Month? Seriously? That's the part that I got that was posted above the actual ad, because the ad did make sense to me, what they were saying about the law. But it was just the fact of the matter. It was saying promote white history. And I was like, seriously?
Well, I will have to go back and check on that because I didn't see the white history, and it may not have showed up on my phone because I got it off of someone else's page.
Uh-huh.
And I just hit share off their page.
Yeah,
I
that's why I went off on it because I thought it was a very good post. And I was like, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful post. I agreed with the post, but when it said, well, the White History Month, and I was like, seriously? That's what tripped me out, because I was like, really? Seriously? White History Month? What are you talking about? Because the whole thing that we're going through is because of where we are.
I honestly, until you just said it, did not know that there was, I know we have Black History Month, but I did not know that there was a White History Month.
That's what it was suggesting, and I was like, seriously? But that's how we are here in the first place, because that's why I said this thing about Manifest Destiny, Christopher Columbus, and institutionalized racism. It wasn't that I was commenting on that. I was responding to where that came from.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, because I read your comment, and I'm like, what? Where in the hell is this shit coming from? Because nothing I posted was white versus black or anything like that. What I posted
I knew that you probably did not see what I saw, but when it came across on my screen, that's what made me respond in such a way that was so visceral, that sounded like it was so visceral. That's where it was coming from, because where it said that the ad came from that you shared, White History Month only ad. And I was like, well, wait a minute. They're talking common truth, but then they're going to try to say that it's for White History Month?
Well, I did not see that, or I would have actually just saved the picture to my phone and reposted it instead of hitting share.
Yeah. Well, that's what I saw. That's what I saw, and that's why my response was such that you saw.
That makes sense now, but like I said, I was confused when I read your remark. I was like, wait a second. Why is somebody trying to turn this into, you know, that? Because that's not why I posted it.
No, I got what you were saying. I really did, because I agreed with the post that you see. I like the post, what it was saying. I agreed with it in essence, but I gave my commentary based on where the post came from. I did not realize that you had just shared the post, and that's what came across with the post either, because I would have gave you the private message otherwise. I had a situation where I had to call out another veteran friend of mine who was a strong advocate because he called the FLOTUS a bitch.
And wow.
The reason why I had a problem with him calling out the FLOTUS as a bitch is because, number one, if you would do that to any woman, you would do that to your mother, your daughter, or anybody else. If you can do that to one woman, then that means that you're just as guilty of the MST issues as other people. And the reason why I say that is because if anybody can reduce you to less than being a human being,
and try to call you an animal and equate that animal with a dog, that is not true. Now, dogs are best friends, but, you know, I'm sorry.
That's one thing me and you are going to have to agree to disagree on, because I have called my own the B word.
Oh, my God. Really?
You have to know the family history and know what has been done.
I got you. There's just some women that are so evil, but I can't see calling any floatus, a B word. I just don't get it. You can't do that.
And I call her a B in front of a judge in a courtroom.
Ooh.
Yes, I did.
Your family.
I called my own mother bitch in a courtroom in front of a judge.
Wow.
And the judge said, you have some balls on you. And I said, do you want the story as to why? And he said, actually, yes, I do. And what should have been a 45-minute court proceeding ended up 2.5 days. And he looked at my mother, and he told her point blank, you need to chill the hell out. So, you know, I mean...
No, well, I mean, there's certain women that it does. I mean, I can't say that I have gone completely without calling someone a bitch, but, I mean, if you're going to deal with somebody that is the First Lady, the President, I can understand you saying vile and disgusting things for, but women tend to be portals of life, and when they give life, you shouldn't be calling a woman a bitch, not those that have not earned the title, because there are some mothers that do fall down on the job. I give you that.
She has definitely earned the title. Put it this way, back when I was a cop.
I give you that leeway, because I don't know the full story.
Right.
But what I'm
you don't know the full story, but I will tell you how much disrespectfulness there is there, or whatever you want to call it. Back when I was a cop.
I got one in my family. My mother's sister.
I actually went out of my way to give my mother a ticket.
Oh, wow.
When I was a cop.
Oh, my God.
Now, because my sister worked for another court in another county, my sister ended up getting it dismissed. But if I could have given my sister a ticket, too, she would have got one, too.
See? Well, you know.
But like I say, that's a story for us to sit down with some dirty martinis and sit back and chill for me to tell that story.
Hours, yeah. Well, you know, that's what I'm looking at. I'm trying to think about what I'm going to do about my situation. Did I tell you I talked to BAB membership yesterday?
Yes.
I told you about them telling me about going nomad, and
yeah.
I'm trying to decide on how to bring the broadcast to the meeting. How to bring the broadcast to the meeting. I'm thinking that if we can get there and...
why not broadcast the meeting?
That's what I'm thinking.
You've got wireless...
If they're going to be up to dirty privileges, we're a member of the press, and the press has a right to be anywhere. So I'm thinking, like you're saying, is to broadcast the meeting.
I would broadcast the meeting because they're open meetings. They can't keep you from broadcasting the meeting.
Well, that's what they're trying to do, eject me from the thing. But see, I'm a resident of Long Beach. You can't throw me out in this city property.
Right.
If I add to it that I'm a member of the press, that makes it even better.
You know what? You sound like you need a good laugh going out of 2013 into 2014. Scroll down my wall, and there is a video, hilarious YouTube or something, on my wall. It's like a 2-minute video. Watch that video tonight.
Okay.
It was posted today. When you click on it, you'll know it's the right video because it opens up only at Walmart.
Well, I've got a half hour to get ready. I'm supposed to be going with the neighbors.
Ow.
But I am not worried. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
I like that one.
I know you did.
Okay. Michael Fortune, come on. No, I don't want people I know. No. There you go.
What is the name of that?
It came up and then you disappeared. There we go. And now what is it?
It's something. It came from something YouTube, like hilarious YouTube or something like that.
Oh, my God.
But I haven't posted but like 2 or 3 videos today, so.
Does she beep when she backs up?
No.
The lady.
She don't beep when she backs up.
The lady in white?
No, she should, but she doesn't.
Okay, there's the safety brief. I'm going back. Voted 2013. Welcome 2014. Eating pussy and sucking dick. Wait a minute, what does this say? Eating pussy and sucking dick is a part of having sex. If that's a problem, maybe you're too young to be fucking. Ooh, okay.
I'm sorry. I was in one of those moods and saw it on a friend of mine's page. I had to share.
Oh, my God. Well, Robin would surely appreciate that today.
But like I've told people, that is my wall. That's not affiliated with anything else. If you
absolutely
don't like what's on my wall, boom, you know.
You know, in honor of Robin, I would like to offer her that joke because, I mean, it may sound kind of crude, but, you know, do what you do, lady. Be yourself because she's a wonderful person.
That's it.
Brand new windshield on your car. 9 hours ago, Happy New Year. I like the logo, All Gave Some Gave All.
Yep.
That's really nice, that eagle.
That is actually one of my next tattoos. I just don't have the $300 for that.
Oh, my God. Is that how much that one is?
For as big as I wanted on my back and the detail, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We'll go to that one by Wakeford.
I've got a $700 piece on my arm.
Wow.
Now, it did not cost me $700 because I willed and dealed. But the pistol that I gave up for the artwork was worth $700.
Wow. I gave...
not done yet.
I have... I have my call letters that I took from commercial aviation, and that is I have an eagle's head on my arm.
Right.
And on the top it says Delta, and on the ribbon that the eagle carries it says TriStar.
So that was what I, that was the call sign that I, if I were to have flown, that would have been mine, because I would have taken the commercial name from the standpoint that I always loved the L-1011 aircraft. Let's see.
Okay, if you look on my wall.
I'm looking. I'm trying to get to it. I'm down.
It's not that far down. I'm looking on Jennifer's phone right this minute.
I'm 20.
You got Larry the Cable Guy. You got some troops. You've got a golf course is the deliberate and willful misuse of a perfectly good rifle range. You've got a deal from that says Little Black Book of People I Want Punch. And then right up under that is Best of YouTube. There is,
how many hours
that,
back is this?
4 hours ago.
It's a lady in white. He was like,
there is a lady in white.
And he asked if it beeped.
Okay,
no,
the
it
one
doesn't
that beep. I was making is the fat lady in white.
Right. Play that video.
Won't be easy.
The fat lady in white? This is too funny,
yes.
Only at Walmart?
Yes. Play that video if you want a kick-ass laugh. It's less than 2 minutes long, and I guarantee you will be laughing by the time it's done.
You should be able to hear it.
Y'all gonna see me show my crap up in here.
Oh, no.
Y'all gonna see this on my back.
Please rate, comment, and subscribe. Add us on Facebook by clicking the link in the description.
Good morning,
that's
Walmart
funny.
Actually shop like that.
Oh my gosh, that's actual footage. It's like,
that is actual footage from Walmart.
No one said that. You know, I used to warn my mother to make her laugh in the morning because she was elderly. And so what I would do is kind of get her to encourage her to keep doing what she always did. And I would say, oh, girlfriend, I can't let you out of this house. It's going to scare somebody like that. And she would laugh. And then we'd go get her hair done.
Jennifer just informed me you won't add her as a friend.
What?
She has sent you a request, and it has not been accepted.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to my friend request right now. Right now. You know what Facebook is telling me? I don't have any friend requests. Seriously. Hold on.
Jennifer, he's saying that his Facebook is saying he does not have any friends requests.
She said, okay, she will resend it when her phone powers back up. She lost battery, so it's on the charger right now.
Okay.
Because she tried to share something military on your page the other day, and it wouldn't let her because y'all weren't friends.
What?
Wait a minute, I'm going to your friends. I'm going to find her.
She has posted on my wall today, Jennifer Lovett.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling worried. I got it. Yeah, because we talked. I've spoken to her across your page. And we've been talking. So why doesn't Facebook show her friend request to me?
That I don't know.
Hold on. She's in Bridgeport. So why won't you show her to me? There she is. City of Watauga, Tarrant County. Two mutual friends. Add friend. Okay. Oh, she knows who I told off about calling the first lady a bitch. I had to call her a racist because I was like, you can't do that to women. You cannot do that to women because one day you'll meet your Judas. You know who Judas is?
There is something that I posted on my wall today that is so true for military. And I will try to reshare it before I get too intoxicated tonight.
Okay.
But it says you can love your country without loving your government. And there's a picture of the back of a teenager or early 20s guy saluting the flag. And it's a post that's on my wall right now. But that statement right there hit dead on to me today because it is so right. I love this country. I have fought for this country. I have defended this country. And I will continue to defend this country. But that does not mean I have to love our government.
Hmm. I can agree, because it's not right. The same thing that they did to Stephanie, the same thing that they said that they did to Stephanie, they said that I owe taxes on $100,000. Michael, I haven't written. I haven't been able to hold down a job. I've been fighting for my civil rights since 2004. Everything I have had or that I could salvage is what I have now.
I got evicted. I got evicted out of my residence in Ohio while I was in the mental ward at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Over $632. Because I did not show up at the hearing, you know, for the eviction hearing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't show up at the eviction hearing. Number one, I didn't know about it. But number two, I was in the mental hospital because I had just lost a friend from Afghanistan and another one had just committed suicide. And I ended up a homeless vet because of all that shit. I lost what little bit I had left. The biggest thing that I'm pissed off about is I lost my $3,000 suit, which was the only suit that I had ever owned. My some things from my ex-grandfather-in-law. You know, shit like that. The ties can never be replaced. My DAV hat that I had, that can be replaced. But my children and youth officer hat from American Legion cannot be replaced because I'm no longer a children and youth officer. My AMVETS national hat that I got, you know, excuse the terminology, but you know, they looked like what we called the cut caps when we were in the service. You know what I'm talking about?
No. The cut caps. The cut
caps.
Yeah,
the old army caps.
The DAV hats.
Yeah.
The DAV hat.
I had a DAV hat that I got in California. I had the AMVETS that I got at National in California. I had my children and youth officer from Post 490. I had my medals.
Oh.
I had my suit. You know, my medals can be replaced. I can always get those back from the national records. Okay.
I'm like, where is it?
So I don't know what you did.
Okay. Because I'm still at like 8%, and I need a little bit more off. I may be connected by Facebook. I was trying to do it by Facebook. I've been trying to think about how I could be famous. I can take the hotspot and do Facebook. Yeah, I think that's what I'll do. What time is it? Well, I guess. Can you watch him for a minute? And
computer over there.
Well, I don't need that. I have my tablet. But can I let them out for a minute while you're there? Let me go ahead and change. Go ahead. Michael, I'm going to try to get out of the house today for something. I was supposed to go get my hair and my weed today. I didn't get it. I don't know how I'm going to get through the next month because I got to have something to smoke around here in order to keep me sane. So that I won't attack my neighbor. Because, I mean, there's still that threat outstanding, and it's not that I'm worried about it, but I'm just at the point I just think that's got to change.
Right.
Because, I mean, I got to do that, but I'm not going to do it until tomorrow after I get back in. I got to have something to smoke. I'm not trying to be bad, but I got to have something to smoke because I can't do all.
Like I told you when the VA messed up all my pain meds and everything and kept telling us they were mailed and they were mailed and they were mailed, I was actually sitting here begging Jennifer to contact one of her sister's friends to locate me some heroin. Because that's all Dilaudin is, legal heroin. Dilaudin, that's all it is legal heroin. I was to that point. It never happened because she kept telling me no, and I'm glad she did.
No,
You know?
The next day I was on the phone with them.
But I know what you mean about needing something to smoke, because I went 11 days with no pain medicine.
I had nothing for the month of December.
So I truly knew what you're going through.
I was getting through by praying the rosary just alone, and that was what got me through. But the thing about it is that I can't do that because it's not good for me. That stresses me out. I'm climbing the fucking walls.
Oh, I know. But when it got to the point that I couldn't get out of bed, I was pleading and begging her. And I'm glad she said no. You know, I'm very grateful.
I'm pretty good because I never got beyond anything else in pain. And I've been in some pretty severe pain, but usually I have the mental wherewithal to get through it, because I'd rather try to get through it without medication if I can. But I'm not opposed to
tell you about nerve damage in a short story. I've got 32 different sets of nerves in my back that they want to do an RFA on, which is radio frequency alteration, where they go in with the needle and they hit the nerve and they turn the radio frequency up and it burns the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
That's how short-circuited my body is. I showed Jennifer at Christmas when we were at the mall the other day, the balls that have the electricity in them, like at sensors and stuff, I can touch them, and I can put my hands in certain things to where the electricity won't go through my body.
Oh, wow.
Because
you were telling me about that with that ball in the doctor's office and the one in... You know, I can imagine that, you know, with all of the nerves along the spinal column, that's exactly what you would have to be dealing with.
Right. And then my left side is now overcompensating for the right side because they paralyzed the right side of nerve doing a procedure on me in Ohio. So when that pain level starts getting above a certain point, if I do not very quickly get it back down below that certain point, I'm done.
Oh, wow.
I'm done because it will, I mean, within minutes, it will hit suicidal pain.
Oh, wow.
It will hit that I, and I mean.
Yeah, I get it.
He wouldn't do that for me. I was popping Ambien in the middle of the day just to sleep.
Yeah,
to sleep. Because I was in pain, or I would empty a bottle of alcohol, or I would up my Xanax or something just to put me in a loopy state just to get my mind away from the pain. That's all I could do. But we were actually talking at the Houston VA, me and one of the nurses up there today, up in the Fort Worth VA, and that the medicine that I'm on, the Dilaudin, all it is pure, clean heroin.
Oh, wow.
That's all it is. In a pill form. Instead of shooting it up, it's in a pill. You put it in a heroin tester that cops carry, and it's going to change colors quicker than you can blink.
When they gave it to me when my mother died, it felt wonderful going in. I was like, oh, that feels good. And it was like, it did feel good. I felt euphoric. But I was in pain when it came down because I couldn't sit still. I had stuff to do. I needed to get home. And they wouldn't let me fly because I couldn't fly with heart pain. You know, it wasn't good. I was grounded. And I think I was grounded for a reason, because if I had been there with my brother, he might have caused me to have anything he said to me might have set me off.
I also used that.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I sent her a friend request through you.
Yeah, she said she got accepted it.
I sent her one. Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, I'm not doing a big change. I'm not looking all that, but you may see a picture of me on Facebook later and different things like that. Now that we have the thing with, you know, I saw something today. Is Mobile Exxon headquartered still in Dallas?
Is what now still in Dallas?
Mobile Exxon.
I think so. I'll have to double check, but I think it is.
The reason why I'm asking is because if we can figure that out, if they are headquartered in Dallas, we can possibly apply for help for ourselves and for the United States. If a naval veteran is the one that gave the $5 million to keep her in place, but they don't want to sell her for scrap, we need to make sure that we are able to get someone there. Now, I saw an advertisement where the fuel for the Queen Mary, and for Queen Elizabeth, and for the United States were done by Mobil. Mobil has become Mobil Exxon now, and they're getting royalties off of the tar sands that are coming out of North Dakota. How come they can't give some money to the restoration of that ship?
I agree.
We have been fighting now many, many wars to get them what they need, and they have been kind of not been so helpful with organizations like ALEC and different things like that in their caucuses. In their conferences, I'm sorry.
Well, like I say, I'm going to be able to get some donations once I get that letter that we were talking about.
That's why I was trying to deal with Stephanie, but she's at Mesa today. I'm worried about her because, you know, she was just bleeding over the summer. This lady... Yeah, I mean, Stephanie has had one horror after another. She nearly died this summer. She did go to the DAV convention in Florida. She was the only one from our delegation that made it. But at least this year coming, we have the convention in later in July in Vegas. For the DAV.
Right.
I just saw the thing on that, and we have lodging. That's not a problem, thanks to Joyce. But we got to do something for that. Let's see. I got to see what's what. Okay.
You know, speaking of Nomad, I actually saw a bunch of Nomad bikers today.
DAV? Oh, wow.
They were in downtown Fort Worth, and they were making their presence known. I bet you there was probably 20 of them.
Wow, that was nice.
And they definitely were flying their Nomad colors on the back of their vest.
What are Nomad colors?
No, just their patch.
Oh, okay.
The Nomad patch. I mean, I'm talking probably 4 inches tall that went all the way across their jacket in an arch that said Nomad. And then it's got a disabled veteran on the bottom and a big eagle in the middle.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I...
There's a lot of these biker groups, some American Legion riders, some AMVET riders,
some DAB routers and everything that are going Nomad, period. That are dropping their colors for Nomad.
Uh-huh.
Because that means that they're an independent rider. They still believe in the fight, but they don't believe in the organizations not working together. You know, DAV half the time won't agree with the American Legion, which half the time won't agree with AMVETS, et cetera, et cetera. Instead of fighting each other, with as big as each one of the three organizations are, if they would pull together, do you know the damage we could do to this country?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because each one of them have political pull in D.C.
Yes, this is true.
But they fight against each other all the damn time. I saw that. I had been to state meetings, and I had been to national meetings with all three groups. And they fight amongst themselves against what the American Legion's doing or what DAV's doing or what, you know, AMVETS is doing. Who gives a shit? Pull together and pull on the same page. Period.
True. But, you know, the thing is that they got this allegiance to thinking they're different organizations. They're one and the same.
And that's one reason I don't mind going Nomad.
Well, after the shit that I've been going through with this chapter here for a number of months now, and watching how they have mistreated me over the years, I am not happy with it anymore. I can't do this because there's a bigger picture here. And if they don't get they're the ones that they're saying that I'm the one that's out of control and I'm not doing anything. Okay. So, hold on a second. That's where we are. If you know what I mean.
You know, but tomorrow starts the new year. We're on a good fight. I said tomorrow starts the new year. We're on a good fight.
Yeah.
We're headed the right way. Hopefully Congress and Senate will come back when they're supposed to. Hopefully with a different attitude, though I doubt it. You know, we got to put the balls to the walls and get shit done. I mean, that's, everybody talks about New Year's resolutions. That's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Is just breaking down and getting the balls to the walls and getting everybody pulled together that needs to be pulled together. I'm going to be very vocal this year on PTSD. I am going to be very, very vocal on MST this year coming up. You know, and there's not going to be no shutting me up this year like I have in the past. It's a little bit out of my hands now because it has gone public, gone national, on numerous radio shows. I've got CNN and MSN.
That's gone global. We've been heard
in
India.
It really has gone global. And like I said, I've got MSNBC and CNN that is wanting me. It's February or March, and I'm not too sure if I want to go on either one of them.
Well,
those are government-run news networks. I don't care what anybody says. Okay, do what you got to do, brother.
Because I'm going to try to get moved now with the dogs and everything in place,
okay,
so we can get to where we're going to be. But they say they have a charger over there, but I'm carrying a backup just in case. And I should be able to call you around midnight, hopefully, And we'll see what's what.
Yeah.
We'll definitely see what's what. Hey, do you think we should do an earlier show tomorrow or just leave it as is?
I'd leave it as is.
Okay. All right. Because if push comes to shove, one of the two of us has to be there. If I can't get Stephanie, I got to call her back. Because she didn't even show up for the show. I texted her,
right,
and she acted like she didn't see the thing. I'm wondering if she's okay and she's not freaking out, you know, because of what she's facing. Okay, come on, George, what are you doing? Okay.
Well, you know, if you get a hold of her and she needs somebody to talk to, give her my number.
I will. Also, I need to try to make amends with Jennifer Kelly. I was telling her she was repeating herself, and we don't want to oversaturate the audience, but I want her to still be the presence there because she is welcome. But don't oversaturate the office. What am I looking for? Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Well, I will definitely talk to you in a bit.
Okay.
And should I change this now? You've had a good chance to charge. So, where are you? This is the good battery. Okay. We'll see what we get. So I'll talk to you in a bit.
All right.
All right. Peace.
Peace.